Harry, how does little man.
The fault.
We believe that all men are created equal.
To the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From Radio Beacon to Radio Beacon.
I have a dream.
Change has come to America.
Keep the faith.
This is going to be a disaster.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey. It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhoads Show. Turn up your mind.
Today, the United States launched a trade war against Canada. Their closest partner and ally, their closest friend. At the same time, they're talking about working positively with Russia, appeasing Vladimir Putin, a lying, murderous dictator. Make that make sense.
Oil and gas.
Canadians are reasonable, and we are polite, but we will not back down from a fight. Not when our country and the well-being of everyone in it is at stake. At the moment, the U.S. tariffs came into effect in the early hours of this morning, and so did the Canadian response. Canada will be implementing 25% tariffs against $155 billion worth of American goods, starting with tariffs on $30 billion worth of goods immediately, and tariffs on the remaining $125 billion of American products in 21 days' time. Today, we will also be challenging these illegal actions by filing dispute resolution claims at the World Trade Organization and through the USMCA. But in the meantime, our tariffs will remain in place until the US tariffs are withdrawn, and not a moment sooner. And should these tariffs not cease, we are in active and ongoing discussions with provinces and territories to pursue several non-tariff measures. Measures which will demonstrate that there are no winners in a trade war.
Uh-oh. Are we talking kinetic? I don't know what's going on, okay? Actually, yes, I do. But I'm going to pretend I don't, because it's cuter. Yeah, people don't like a smart girl. I'm finding out from people who trade in women. Whatever, it's the new industry in the United States. I guess this is why we're bringing in the people who make money off of human trafficking, because we can't make money doing business with our friends. I don't know. This man tonight is going to give a joint session of Congress a rousing sort of a view on what he's been doing for the last, 100 days? Not even, no, it's a month. It's a month. It just feels like 10,000 days, right? And he's going to talk about how it's the golden age, everybody. It's the golden age of America. The golden age. This is the theme for tonight, okay? And, all I really would love to see is an orchestra, to play him off, because he's going to ramble longer than Adrian Brody. I mean, this is just going to go on and on and on and on and on. And he's going to lie a lot about everything, because the president of the United States has gone from being a useful idiot to Russia's best asset. You understand what's going on here. It's a complete and total realignment of the United States. When I was on CNN for like 2 seconds the other day, just really, really quick. And I was trying to explain that when I hear him talk about Ukraine, it's embarrassing, but it does seem like, because you're on CNN, you can't really just blurt out what you want, because, you're on with a conservative, and I thought I might kill Michael Medved because, oh my God, it's healed. But okay, so I didn't want to, blurt. I didn't want to yell. I didn't want to rattle his pacemaker. I didn't want him to end up like a Gene Hackman, you know what I mean? Just God forbid. So I just said, well, it seems like they're carving up the world. It's just, that's exactly what's going on here. And we are throwing overboard our trusted neighbors, our trusted allies, in favor of aligning with a lying sack of poop, okay, named Vladimir Putin, because Donald Trump owes him. and I don't know what for. Do you? He says there was no, collusion. He says that this Russia thing from, 11 years ago almost now, or 10 years ago, was a hoax, just like COVID was a hoax. Everything's a hoax, and nothing really happened. And he doesn't know who Michael Cohen is, and he doesn't know who, Andrew Tate is, or his brother Tristan. Never heard of them, doesn't know what's going on. Starmer, the Prime Minister of the UK, was standing next to Donald Trump when he was asked about whether or not he knew Andrew Tate was being brought to the United States of America, pending his rape and human trafficking and criminal cartel charges pending in Romania, of all places. But we brought him here. Trump knew nothing about it, nothing, even though it was the Trump administration that, negotiated the... So he doesn't know anything. He won't know much about, reality tonight either. He will just be telling you about this fabulous golden age that we're just on the cusp of. And because he is such a good con man, some people might believe it. But I just want to let you know that what has happened here is going to damage us for the foreseeable future. And, two generations pass. Why do I say that? Well, remember when we had Trump won? Trump won, they don't know very many tricks, these Republicans, okay? They know like a couple of them. And one of them is to extort your ally and not give them military aid to defend themselves against a mutual enemy and scare them and pretend like your mutual enemy isn't really your enemy. It's their enemy, not ours. And that they're willing to see, the Russian people, government overrun Ukraine unless you give me dirt on, Joe and Hunter Biden, and you don't even have to give me dirt. You just have to pretend that you're launching an investigation and then he's doing the same thing to Ukraine right now. Okay. But now he's holding all of our allies hostage, all of them, every single last one of them. And that doesn't get fixed so easily. After the first Trump administration, after that, you had allies of ours say, Europe especially, say, we've seen what America can become real quick. We've seen it. And so, yes, President Biden, we have faith in you. We know that you're a man of your word. We know you have integrity. We know you have character. We know you believe in America. We know you believe in the strength of America through alliances. We know that you know history. We know that you're not ignorant of history, nor do you pretend to be ignorant of history, and that those who do those things, are doomed to repeat it. We know that's not you, but you could lose. You could lose. And he could come back, and it will all go away yet again. And so we just can't trust you. We just can't trust America. We can't trust your word. We can't trust trade deals. We can't trust anything that, is promised to us in the future, because you could have, this dumb F come in and reverse everything that you just did. And that's exactly where we are. That's exactly where we are. And so now you have, a trade war that's launched against Canada and Mexico, where the United States and China, where the United States gets 40% of its goods, okay? And I can promise you that what's going on as far as Canada goes, this lie that Canada is responsible for doing something about the inflow of fentanyl, again, 0.2% of any fentanyl in the United States came from over the Canadian border, okay? It's just not a real thing. It's a lie. Just, I think you're kind of acclimated to that now. No, but it's about oil and gas. It's about energy. And Donald Trump has got orders from Putin to rely on that lying thug for oil and gas. That's my best explanation for what is going on and why Canada.